If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Joining us again on The Outdoor Show, Bob Ross from Top Gun Kennels with another dog training tip. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And last time we said we're going to touch on something very simple that can be incredibly dangerous if you overlook it, and that is water.
Yes, and I don't mean water for the dog to swim in. I mean water for the dog to drink and keep the dog cool. You know, that even applies if you're hunting in cold weather. That applies if you're a duck hunter. That applies especially if you're hunting in the West where it's really warm. I read an article, and I meant to bring it with me, but I forgot it, in Pointing Dog Journal last week. I was surprised at the they have a table in there. I was surprised at the amount of water it takes to keep a dog hydrated. It's 60 degrees. I carry a lot of water. And according to that chart, I still don't carry enough.
Really?
I water my dogs a lot. That does two things. Number one, keeps them hydrated. If you have a big running dog, that keeps that dog close to you, keeps the dog looking for you because that's where he's going to find the water. Mm-hmm. I try not to let my dogs drink stagnant water. Not that they don't, but I try to not let that happen. I have a vest with two pockets in it for water, and the biggest bottle of water I can get in there I carry, plus I carry two in the game pouch. Mm. And when I'm on my last bottle of water, I'm headed back for the vehicle. I don't care how long that is. The dog is number one. When I get back, if it's warm, I put water on top of the dog and give it some more water there and let it air a little bit. If it's really warm, I may pour water on the dog before we even start. Hmm. Water is, if you got to leave something back because you can't carry everything, leave that extra box of shells back and take water. It'll benefit you more than that extra box of shells.
Thank you for that dog training tip, Bob. And if they have any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 906-361-6924.
And what are we going to talk about on the next dog training tip?
We're going to talk about a thing that I am really familiar with. It's called excuses.
This should be an interesting one. We'll look forward to that. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.